It's the award-winning Gutter Show. A Gutter Show on the eve of a new season. A very exciting time to be involved with this award-winning show, as I'm sure you all appreciate. Thrilled to be with me today are Paul Cope, Damian Cavanna, and Fouad Hassan. Well, it's, what, 4 days to the big kickoff, Paul, and still no break in the case. We are talking, of course, we can only ever talk, and we will endlessly talk about the Thiago saga. I don't know if you'd be aware, but breaking is that Thiago has not shown up for the COVID testing at Bayern's training ground. They have apparently allowed him a few days off to, well, I think the Bayern are spinning it as to have a little extra break, but the media are going sideways eyes emoji so he can sort his future out. What do you make of all this?
I think the interesting thing about the reports coming out of Germany, and I know local press would say, well, when anything's happened from our end, they get it first. But I'd be surprised if the stuff coming out of Germany about what he said to his teammates isn't accurate. That sounds like, you know, he's saying goodbyes, and it's, you know, even I think one of the senior execs said, you know, when he was walking around the ground or walking around the training centre with his family, it looked like he was saying goodbye to everyone and taking it all in for the last time. So I think it's fair for us to conclude that he's definitely leaving Bayern. So no surprise to me that he's not turning up for stuff. There you go. So the only question then is what's happening at our end or anywhere else? And I know there's Barca links now and stuff, but that's the only thing that surprises me, is that if it was happening definitely from our end, what are we waiting for? Because if we want to do the deal, we've got a season that starts, as you say, in 4 days. And you've got to start integrating him sooner rather than later, I would say. You've got the whole Genie thing, obviously, that's going on at the same time, which complicates matters. But I've gone from being extremely confident it would happen to I'm not so sure. And mixed in with all of that is, I think it's a bit of a distraction on a wider front as well, because there's, I've not seen anyway, maybe you'll know better than me being the pro on this, that I think definitely if he doesn't come in, the need for us to have another forward is massive. If we did, going right back to that, I think we did the first Gutter Show where we talked about this, and before this, the whole Thiago link, none of us would have said we wanted the centre midfielder. None of us. We'd have said, we would have said we wanted a forward. What we've managed to do is say, if we get Thiago, that helps with loads of other things. Do you know, it helps sort, we can move other people around. It has a knock-on effect. All of a sudden then I'm thinking, well, if we don't get Thiago, are we not getting a forward either? And I'm a little bit concerned then if we don't do either.